I did something. I thought about talking about this, and I tried to remember the last time I did this thing that I did this week, and I cannot remember since I've owned a cell phone if I've done this before. But
okay,
I recorded an outgoing message for my voicemail.
Okay.
So the reason I did this is because the past couple of weeks, I've been getting a lot of wrong number calls. Usually when I see a number I don't recognize, I don't pick up. And it's just telemarketing scams or whatever like that. But lately, I've been getting text messages and calls. And one call in particular left a long voicemail like, "Hey, Dave, blah, blah, this and blah, blah, that." And I was like, this person really has the wrong number. And there's no indication, because if you wrote the number down wrong and it's my number, all it says is you've reached whatever, the automatic one. It says the number's like, all right, you called the right number. Let me leave a message. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to say, hey, it's John Robinson. Leave a message. So when you call the wrong number, you know exactly. That happened yesterday. I actually picked up. I was like, this don't look like a scam. And it was like, is this Jeff? And I'm like, this isn't Jeff. It's like, oh, and they hung up. That was it. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna nip this in the bud.
I can see that. But is it just me, or is it like an abundant amount of people that's just been calling wrong, like the off numbers now? Like, I feel like everything's a scam.
But how?
Because at what point do you stop having a certain number? Like, how can I get my number removed? And or it's like, so for instance, my mom got a new number cell phone 3 years ago.
Okay.
But my mama barely used the phone, right? Mm-hmm. But she gets the most calls from like random stuff. And I'm like, where is y'all getting this number from? Or who do y'all think this number is still linked to?
That's the thing. Yeah. And I've had my number for about 20 years now. And you're like,
I've had mine. How long have I had this number? I've had this number for 14 years.
Okay.
Yeah. I would have had my Sprint number for forever, but shit happens.
I miss my old number. I've had a few though, because after I left, and I don't remember the ones in the middle. I just remember my first one. Obviously, I remember this one. I don't remember the ones in the middle.
Nah, that's real.
I had like Cricket.
So when I used to work for Cricket, so I had an AT&T phone and I had a Cricket phone, because I had my Cricket phone for work. And the AT&T number, I think I end up just leaving AT&T, and then I switched to T-Mobile. So I just took my Cricket number.
All right.
And then left Cricket, obviously.
Yeah. Makes sense.
I ain't gonna hold you though. I miss Cricket phone bill. Good Lord.
That's all right. So we going to, I go to Sam's Club, and for the longest, Sam's Club had an AT&T rep in there. Now they have a T-Mobile rep in there, and I still avoid them because I don't have time for it. But just to give y'all some insight, when this is just how I am. Me and Sarah got together maybe like a year or two later. We could save money by being on the same, you know, plan. So I left my mom's family plan. She set everything up. I remember like a month later after we set everything up.
I got a question about that.
About being on the same plan with your partner?
Yes, because I've never been on the same plan with anybody. My question is a simple question. I just never paid attention. Because I'm like, no. I think I know the answer, but I think this should be changed. So if you have a family plan and you call, God forbid, somebody's house line or job where the number just pops up, like your name pops up.
Yeah.
It's under whoever the primary name is, right? So if you're calling, it will say Sarah.
That can't happen unless you change it. You can't go in there and change it.
Okay, Alphonse, I was wondering, like, I still feel like people's names shouldn't be locked in under the primary person.
But also, hold on, I don't know, because I have authority on that line too. So okay. I don't need Sarah to go get a phone or make changes on the account. So a month or so in, T-Mobile at this time was like, hey, you can get two lines. You know, you could change your plan to like this two line, simple something. I forgot it was a simple choice for $100. I called her. This is before I was on there. I was like, hey, do this, blah, blah. So we've been on that plan for a long time. And then when Melissa got a phone, they offered a free line. So we took that. And then a year or so ago, I finally changed because I was paying like $116 altogether. And I changed
That's so nice.
Yeah, I changed it because you get Netflix and Apple TV and stuff like that. And now we have three lines. And because I do the, and this is again how I work, they, T-Mobile last year was like, we don't want to do credit cards no more. So you got to have a debit card on file for your auto pay or whatever. And I have Cash App. So I got the Cash App debit card. I make the Cash App debit card take $130, which saves us $15 because of the auto pay. So we pay $130 for three lines, unlimited everything with apps
and
stuff.
That was smart.
Yeah.
So you just move your money to Cash. Is that like your bill card?
Yeah. It's just connected to my bank. So it's just automatic. I have it set like 3 days before the start of the month, take $130 out of my bank, and then the Cash App pays it with the debit card. So I'm like, That's it.
I have everything on my bill. So I got me a 15 now.
Okay.
Because, woo child, I was holding on to that 11 as long as I could hold on to it, and I couldn't hold on to it no more. So I went ahead and got a 15, and that was pretty much like nothing down. Well, no. It was a little something down, but it added to my bill, obviously, because you pay it off monthly. And then I had, but my iPad was free. So I just, but I had to pay for the service for my iPad.
Yeah.
And then I had my watch, which is paid off, but I still had to pay the service for my watch.
Mm-hmm.
And then my actual phone bill and then insurance. So that shit comes up to like what is my bill? Like $190 or something? I'm like, this is mad disrespectful.
And I told Sarah too, the past couple of years, I don't get my phone from T-Mobile. I just go to the Apple store and get it.
That's what my neighbor does. Well, she got Samsung, but she just goes. No, she and her husband got something, but I think her kids got Apple.
Yeah.
So she was like, I just go to the store and just get the phone.
Yeah.
But she'd be like, I'm just gonna pay outright.
I don't do it. The first time I did it with the 11, right before I got married.
So what's the difference?
I like to keep the bill separate. So the first time I did it, kept the bill separate because I know exactly what my T-Mobile bill is going to be every month. And then the second time I did it, I have an Apple card. So now I get 3% off and no interest. Well, you get no interest when they split up the payments anyway. But now you get money back for going there. And I told Sarah, because she wanted to get a new phone, I said, just go to the Apple store. I have an Apple card. They'll just put it on there. And just give me the money when you need to get the money, whatever. Oh,
I thought about getting the Apple Card, but I was like, yeah, no, I should probably still get one of those now that I think about it.
I was real quick. I was telling Sarah too, because I was like, we got to learn how to game the system. She's like, what are you talking about?
I wasn't going to have a free iPad though if I had did that.
No, yeah, if you did it with them, so she's been working almost a month now at her new job. She's so excited about her quote unquote big girl check. This is what she calls it. And I was like, we need to attack the credit cards. And she said, what do you mean? I said, because I asked her at first, what credit cards are you going to go get? And then I said, no, we're looking at this wrong. I said, with my credit or your credit, well, my credit is better than hers. I said, we picked the card and we split the what's the name, right? We're like, we talked about this on Love and Hip Hop. And when Flo was like, I got an American Express too. The highest one most people can get is the platinum one, which I said is $700 annual fee. I said, so well, we wanted to get that card and we could actually utilize it. We split the annual fee. You know, that way it's not as big and stuff like that. I was like, and then there's certain cards you want to get when you start traveling. And you're like, yo, because we already have the Hilton card, but maybe you want to get the Marriott or the Hyatt through Chase or whatever. And you can stay at a bunch of places and start building up these points. Because, man, I'd be leading these stories like, I flew for free, and I was like, I need to start doing this.
Listen, when I tell you, I'm like, now I'm more like that. Like, I get, I only have two credit cards right now. One is a store card, and one is a credit card. And I'm doing pretty goddamn good, if I say so myself. But every card, I'm going to make sure, like, I'm getting cash back, points. Yeah. Like, one card, I get the most points on, like, dining and entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime I go out to eat, I use the card. I just pay it like right in there, like, because I was going to pay it anyway, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, if I know my bill is going to be, we're going to put it on this credit card and call it. And I've been doing very good at that, and I'm very proud of myself. Now, you do get whatever percentage for everything you do, what the highest percentage come from.
That's why, I only use my Amex on grocery stores. I'm like, the pro tip, if you got a good grocery store card, because I remember reading an article, they was like, here's how you save money at Target. Because, you know, if y'all got a rare card, you already get the 5%. Mm-hmm. But they were saying, like, for instance, I have one that gives me 6% off of groceries, like a Jewel or something like that. Now, Walmart and Targets don't count because they don't qualify as grocery stores, right? So they're like, well, get a gift card at Jewel. And I was like, oh, yeah. Then I'm getting 6% back plus the 5% with your rare card if you want to mix and match it. I was like, all right, yeah, all right. I'm subscribed to the points guy and other things to talk about credit cards constantly. So I'm like, all right, this is how we got to do that. And I'm ready for these trips because, golly, I'll be asking Sarah, like, when your time off? When can we go somewhere?
Listen.
I'm like, first,
I was just telling my guy, like, we got to go somewhere real soon. but we kind of waited until my mom goes to Florida. So my mom is planning to go see her sisters, her family in Florida and stay for like 2 weeks to a month. And she was like, I get to give you a break and then I get to go hang with my family, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I get that. So I'm gonna fly her down and stay for like a weekend and then come back. And then at the end of her time, however long she decides to stay, I told her a month is her max though. then I will go back and stay another weekend and then go get her and then come back or whatever. So and I was like, at least if we do whatever our trip is going to be during that time, I don't have to worry about like checking in on my mama, making sure she's good, you know, so.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out when that's going to be.
Yeah, I threw out, because my teachers union, the NEA, the National Education Association, I don't know what they are, but they be hitting me up. I'm like, yo, we got cruises for this. You want to go to Orlando? You want to go to New Orleans? I'm like, yeah, I kind of do want to go to New Orleans just for food. She's like,
Also, this might be the end of an era for me. I don't know because I'm really nervous. So, you know, I've been coaching at this one particular school for forever.
Yeah.
And I just felt like I've been really holding on, just really been holding on. And I think I'm finally coming to an end. And it's, I just don't know what else I'm supposed to do, right? So It's one particular, the former band director used to be at our school. He went to a new school. And ever since he left, he's been trying to get me to come over. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm not ready. Like, I don't want to leave my school. I love my school. This is my school, you know?
Yeah.
But finally, like, I'm at this place. So I'm like, I don't know what else I can do here. The kids ain't dedicated. It make me feel like I'm doing a terrible job as a coach. And the girls, that's like the ones that do come. They're like, chill, it ain't you. It's them. Like, they will tell me. Mm-hmm. So he just happened to reach out to me and was like, hey, so I can get it approved to pay you this amount of money if you can come. And that was really the one thing, because he'd been asking for months. And I was like, you got to pay me.
You got to
pay me at least what I'm making now or more.
Yeah.
So they able to match my pay currently. And I'm like, okay. So I finally went over to the school yesterday to check out the school. They got a dance studio. It's got mirrors and bars and it's got a closet for me to put all my uniforms in, and it's good dance floors and sounds. Like, I'm like, okay, this might be a good move, but I am still also very terrified. I'm like, why should you be terrified? But I guess it's the change of it all.
This is the thing. So again, Sarah started her new job and they told her that she's going to be doing nights. And she's worried about nights. Now, for those who don't know how nurses work, it's 3 on, 4 off. So you got to do the 12 hours. And she's already, you know, hesitant. She's doing a residency. She's like, can we push it back to May, blah, blah. And she's worried about, like, what if I don't like it, you know? And I'm telling, like, yo, get you a schedule together. Know that when you, because she lives about 20 minutes away. I'm like, when you get home, you get off at 7
she
in the morning.
She works about 20 minutes away.
But she lives from the job. That's the same. Oh. She said it the reverse way.
Yeah, that's the way I used to say. Lives 20 minutes. I'm like, I don't like the way you said, like, she didn't live with you.
Yeah. We live 20 minutes away from
right,
it.
We live 20 minutes away.
And I'm like, yo, make sure you got a schedule. Like, hey, I need to be asleep by 7:30 in the morning when I get home and do this, blah, blah. Long story short, she's like, I told them and they were like, well, you got to do at least 6 months. And she's like, but what if I don't like it in 6 months? I said, and they can't move her. I said, then you leave. She's like, what? I was like, you already have the experience. There's other hospitals in the areas and networks. Why do you have loyalty to them? It's just because they hired you first. I'll tell her all the time. I'm like, I don't have loyalty to BB or District 203. It's, you know, if another school offered me a better job or a better position, I would leave. because they don't have loyalty to me. They not keep me if I start messing up. So I think sometimes you be like, I've been here forever and I did this. And change is scary. But I like, man, here's how I judge intelligence. If you make a decision and you're good with either outcome, if it's great or it's bad, you're just like, all right, I know how to maneuver. Because there's always some people like, yo, if this works out for me, this is going to be the best. And then when it doesn't work out, you'd be like, fuck, I should have stayed. But like, you should have known this could happen.
To me, the thing was, it was like, Wiley, I guess in my head is the what if, right, of going to a new school. Like, I would hate to go to a new school and I'm still dealing with the same bullshit I'm doing at the old school.
That's true.
I might as well stay at the old school and be comfortable in what I know. Didn't have to, like, I know the staff, the administration, I know the rules. Like, I know how to get around. Whatever I need, I know I can get done. I moved to a new school and this is completely new. So even if it turns out to be the same bullshit that I'm dealing with, I don't know none of y'all though. Like, y'all ain't gonna harass for me.
It's wild though, because of the way you describe the new school, you gave us the nigga metaphor. They do, you want to cry in a Benz or you want to cry in a Honda, and you basically like, what if it's worse here and it's worse? I was like, well, you might want to be crying over at this great school. Like, yeah, this sucks, but I can deal with the facilities here.
But I'll be honest, it was so nice going in there. The security was nice. It was youthful. And I would say, like, at school I am now, like, security, I mean, everybody seems so old. But over there it was just youthful. It was vibrant. I hadn't heard a band practice in so long. I was so excited.
See, the way you're talking, I was like, I would just do it. I look forward to change. I've been in my school for almost 10 years. And I'm looking forward. And I think we're going to talk more about this on the Patreon, like the future of Equal Opposites and Rundown. Like, I don't want to get too into it. I do have ideas and thoughts, but just that change feels good to me. Like, oh, this could work so much better, you know, just with scheduling and stuff like that. So I embrace change. I always want to change. I feel like the moment you stop changing is when you get old.
Yeah. I mean, that's the one thing, like, the one thing that I think is dope, that's exciting as well as scary about doing this, is I wouldn't want the new team to look like my old team. So it's the mindset of like creating a new everything. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like this school doesn't have a team at all. The school just opened in 2019. So it opened and went into COVID.
Oh, yeah, and then
they recently just kind of got their bands going. They don't have a majorette team. So it's creating a team from scratch. What that looks like. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What's their name? What's their uniforms? What is their style? What is everything? And I'm like, a part of me is like, whoa, shit, that is just a lot. And then the other part of me is like, but look, like, come on, challenge yourself. Like, step up. How creative can we get? Like,
yeah.
So it's an interesting place. I will say that I had just created a staff to help me at my current school. But I did pre-warn them, like, I might be leaving. They was like, cool, we leaving with you. Whatever you do, we want with you. No, really? So I was like, okay.
All right. It is what it is. Let's go. This week we had our primaries in Illinois, and I was an election judge again, which, as you get older, just for me, right, from my perspective, I am the oldest in my friend group, so I turn all the ages before everybody else does, so it's going to be very rare that I get to be the youngest in a room. When I tell y'all, I was the youngest in this room. Of older folks. And this room, we did it at the library, the public library. And I was telling Sarah that she came because Melissa voted for the first time. She registered because she'll be 18 in August. She registered and voted. So I'm in this small room. I kid y'all not, I got 14,000 steps because I stood and I walked, and I was the one who you handed to, or I tell you, like, this is how you put it into the machine. And they were like, you want to switch? I'm like, no, I'm good. Because they were other people sitting at the computers or sitting giving you your ballot. Which is, here's the funny part. This is the first time I've ever done a primary. I've done our governor one, and I did early voting for the presidential one in 2020. I did not know how primaries worked until I went to the class and realized that you have to declare a ballot. Right. So and I don't mean the judge, but boy, when you see some people come in there looking the way they look and they be like Republican. And I'm like, why are you Republican? What's going on?
Just because they look away don't mean they don't.
I saw a lot of black and brown brothers grabbing that Republican one. And then a lot of
they won't say that at the table though. Let them get in the room, but they're gonna be Democrat all day.
Then a lot of young people who are probably the wildest one I saw was a family of three. It looked like a mom, son, and daughter. Mom had the Republican ballot and the kids had Democrat ballots. And I was like, how does, do y'all not talk politics at the table? Like, how does this work?
Makes sense to me. But they probably don't even agree with their mind by mind to save the sake of our family. Just not even gonna discuss.
Yeah. Long day. And it was slow because not that many people vote in the primaries. They keep forgetting that there are judges on here, not just because the nominees have been picked for you. You already know that Biden and Trump is going to be this year. But there was other things. So it was real slow, which was fine. I had my little podcast in one of my ears and was just helping people. But boy, when it gets to the end, you got to count ballots. That's the part where I'm like, if we don't hurry this up so I can get out of here. And they're just like, and that's when the oldness kicks in. Because they're scrambling, like, you got the key, where's the key to this? And I'm like, fam, can we just get out of here? Like, y'all need all of us, other than you got to sign these papers to say that you were there and that you certified the blah, blah. After that, we went out to have some pizza. And then I went to work Wednesday, back to work. I'm so tired of work because on Monday, he told me, my boss was like, so we're doing something new. Where whatever year you got hired in, if it's even or odd, is the year you have an evaluation. I looked at him and said, so I got to do an evaluation 3 years in a row. Because we did one last year and we did the one a year before that because of like we was coming out of COVID or whatever. He was like, yeah. So we go in there. I went in there on Wednesday. My principal is a black woman. And she was like, we did this last year, right? She's like, yeah. She's like, and if anything was going wrong, we would have talked to you way before now. You're doing good. I was like, I know this. Why? I said, this could have been an email because I know that other than like, you know, you got to sign off on some things. But we don't have to do all this. I was in there for like 5 minutes and was out. I'm like, all right.
I don't think I realized custodians had evals.
Yeah. I didn't realize that. I saw this story a month or so ago that CPS custodians were under Aramark. I didn't know they weren't district employees because I used to work for Aramark when I was in 204. And I was like, I hated those people. Like, that was not fun. Now I get treated like a district employee. I get an email and everything and I get the discounts. I'm like, yeah, this is way better. And plus you get the pension. I mean, you didn't get a pension with no Aramark. That sucks. And then today, as we come all the way forward, I went to the movies to go see the American Society of Magical Negroes.
And how was it?
It was, first, before I tell you how it was, I'm upset that it's not playing everywhere, right? It's not at this theater across the street. It's not at this theater down the street. I had to go out to Warrenville to go see this movie. I could have went to Naperville too, but the AMC was at 1:40. This was at 11:30. Had the whole theater to myself. I don't know if that's an indication of anything, but it's a Thursday afternoon. And by the time I started, March Madness had started.
And who goes to the movies? I hate to say it. Like, I just feel like people don't go outside.
And this is the wild part. So this movie theater I went to has been under three names. It was an AMC when I was younger, maybe around the time the first Hulk came out. Not the one with Ed Norton, the one with Eric Bana, right? I remember going to this movie theater. It was packed. This movie theater has maybe like 30, 40 screens. It's huge, right? Then AMC and Regal switched. Theaters and Regal took over. Now it's a Cinemark with just like a banner hanging over it. I'm going like that was just recent. They did this, so I go in there, give me a little popcorn because I ain't eat. So I had popcorn and the smallest of drinks in there, and I really enjoy this movie. I wonder if the name is playing a role in why it's not everywhere because you know white people be like I'm gonna say magical nigger and I don't. They could have called it Black Magic. I felt like that would have been it.
No, they said no.
Magical Negroes.
We want you to go in here and fully ask for this name in the movie. I'm like, the magical movie, please.
Yeah, I just said Magical Negroes. Justice Smith, David Alan Greer, star in this movie where there is a society of black people whose job it is to make white people feel comfortable for the safety of black people. Because when they are comfortable, we are safe. When they are uncomfortable, we are in trouble. and bad things happen.
Okay, I don't think I knew the premise of the movie. That's the premise. I knew I wanted to see the movie.
Yes, and it does a good job of hitting home how sometimes Black people sacrifice themselves for the betterment of others and how that makes us feel. I was really surprised with the ending of it. I can't wait to watch it again. Can't wait for like Sarah to watch it or something like that. But yeah, I like the movie.
That's dope.
Then today, I don't know if you saw this. I saw that Freaknik documentary. That was good.
It came out today?
Yes, it did. It did drop today. All right, so we won't talk about it.
Everything is out. Yes, everything is out. You got this whole Quiet on the Set.
Yeah.
You got J-Lo thing, and now you got the Freaknik.
Yeah, the Freak. I got to give it to my brother, too, because I don't know if he has Hulu. I was like, you need to watch this so we can talk about this, because Freaknik is so intertwined with hip-hop music.
Yeah.
That, you know, Studio Flow, we can jump into this and talk about it. But yeah, hour 22 minutes, real good, real good. Only pushback, and I wonder if you have this too when you watch it. It opens with 21 Savage, who was one of the producers on it. And he was talking about the 90s.
21.
Yes, talking about the 90s. And it was weird to hear from a perspective from a person who didn't grow up in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And Sarah was like, he might not even been here. Because I was like, when did he get here? When he was five? Because he was... For y'all don't know, 21 Savage had some uproar because we realized that he wasn't actually an American citizen. He grew up in a Caribbean island that was owned by a British colony. So everybody's making
Which
those jokes.
They mostly was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think he got here when he was five or something. So he probably wasn't here. Like Rashida's all in it. And I'm like, Rashida, how old are you? Why do you know so much about this? I thought we were the same
She's
age.
She's like 45 or something. What you mean?
Because Rashida be hiding her age like Carly do. So I was like, I thought you was 42 like me. Anyway.
I mean, he might be 42. I don't know.
He was talking about the 90s and what life was like and how it looked so fun and magical. And I was like, wait, but a lot of shit went down in the 90s. I could see.
It looked like they were still having a good ass time, though. I ain't gonna hold shit. I wanted to be clubbing age in like 95, 96, 97, 98. Like, I wanted to be in that. Like, hey.
You know what I think the fun part about the 90s and probably the early 2000s? We have, when people naturally sometimes have anxiety about how you look, how you feel, you know, even when you're out there dancing, you're like, do I look cool? Do I look dumb? You know, you're up there. But no.
Cool.
This is what I'm saying. Then it was just you, circle of friends. If somebody said some shit, you wouldn't have known. Now, somebody can break out a camera and they were like, yo, look how this person was dancing. Even though you was feeling, and you were like, look how this person was dressed. Look how this, and you were like, now I got to think about that. Does anybody got a camera? Is this going to come out somewhere?
I hate that. Listen, the technology part of life right now, it's a lot.
I was listening to Ebro in the Morning this morning on my way to the movie. And Peter Rosenberg is this close to buying another phone because his addiction to social media is just through the roof. And they were talking about it because Ebro was like, why don't you just delete the apps? And he said,
I was about to say that, but you can easily re-download the
he
apps.
He said he does that. I was like, he said he does it. And it was weird because I'm listening to the podcast, right? I don't wake up early in the morning and download the Hot 97 app and be like, oh, I guess I could call in. And I'm up here like, I deleted them and they never came back. I don't have them on my phone anymore. But yeah, he was talking about buying like the light phone that's just very basic. And there's a YouTube video. I think I put in, because I remember somebody did this, where they put their phone into their iPhone. They have an app that just has like books. It shows books, settings. You pick what's on your screen. And then, so your screen looks very blank and just has words on it. So you can click to these apps. And then he used another app called Blank Spaces. The other one's called Opal, where it blocks your apps. There's nothing you can do. You can have your Instagram on there, and he only allowed himself to have social media time for 1 hour a day. And I was like, for those who need it, it's really good. But it's like, I don't have social media on my phone, so I couldn't care less. And I wish we can get back, for those people who have those addictions, it's better, and Rosenberg talked about this, to use those apps at other places. He's like, because Ebro was like, I use my phone for everything, right? He was like, I'm social medias, I'm taking conference calls. He's like, the laptop is right there, but I'm just using my phone. And he's like, that's what I want to do. Like, if I have to promote something, I'm opening up my laptop, because it's like you're focused and doing. I was like, yeah. I mean, if y'all ever see me post anything, it'd be like from my laptop, my computer.
Yeah, that's very true. Because like I'll be doing stuff on my computer, and it's so weird. And I got a MacBook, and if I get a text message, I will more than likely ignore it on my phone. I mean, on my computer, and keep doing my work.
Yeah.
And then I'll go reply to the message on my phone. And I'm like, I can easily just open this window and reply to the message.
I definitely be doing that all the time. Like, oh, it's open. I just click through here. The Nickelodeon thing. I read Vogue. I haven't watched this Quiet on the Set documentary, 4-part documentary. It's about Dan Schneider, who was the creator of all that, The Amanda Show, iCarly, Victorious, and Sam and Cat. I can't remember the first two people that I saw about this story before Drake Bell, who had jumped into this from Drake and Josh. I think that's what that show was called. Mm-hmm. They were two black kids, and it was from all that. And I thought instantly
that was after IES,
because that's what happened. Because I thought it was going to be Keenan and the black girl who started the end, but I was like,
the first season dipped out. Yes,
I said, I don't know these two people. And so, just to give y'all, if you don't know, I'm born in 82, so all that reign he was on, obviously, he created the show, but the people who commented on his behavior was after I was too grown to be watching Nickelodeon. There was nothing on there. So he was accused of inappropriate behavior on the set, like sexually suggestive jokes and gags on his show that are marketed towards kids. He insisted that women weren't funny. He played pornography on TV in the writer's room, forced two women writers to split a single staff writer salary, and would request massages from staffers.
My man was wild.
You go watch. I was gonna give some stuff away, but man, you might have to watch American Fiction the same way, like this, of just how certain people, you know, certain white people have this privilege. Because before I learned all this, they was running this Amanda Bynes clip from the Amanda Show was going around about feet, and I was telling the lady at work who's works the lunch line. I was telling Sarah this first. I said first, I don't understand fetishes. And then I said, no, I do understand fetishes. You like what you like, cool. I don't understand forcing it into kids' shows. Like, if whatever kink I have, if I'm writing for Sesame Street, that shit ain't getting in there. I say, this right. I'm not writing for the parents who watching this, because I'm like, this shit not going to age well. They can be like, I mean, my son doesn't get this joke, but I get it. I'm like, no, I'm good. We don't need it. I'm not trying to indoctrinate nobody. So that's Zoe right. 101 actor Alexa Nicholas has been calling out Schneider and Nickelodeon since 2022, alleging the network failed to protect her from abuse on the set while she was filming the show. Then Jeanette McCurdy, one of the stars of iCarly, also claimed in her best-selling 2022 memoir, I'm Glad My Mom Died, hell of a title, that Nickelodeon offered her what amounted to hush money to prevent her from going public with her own experiences. And then Drake Bell had opened up about being sexually abused.
Ooh, that Drake story, though.
Yeah, good by Lord. Nickelodeon.
I didn't even watch it, but I just seen enough clips.
Yeah, dialogue coach Brian Peck, who I think Schneider said he didn't hire him. And Brian Peck got like 16 months in prison. And then when he got back out, still worked in children programming to 2018 and 2019. So Schneider actually did a YouTube interview where he said it was difficult to watch the 4-part documentary, where he had to face past behaviors and he was embarrassed and had some regrets, and says he owes some people a pretty strong apology. Nickelodeon, meanwhile, told CBS News that the network can't corroborate or negate allegations from productions decades ago. That's a nice way to put it. Like, nobody working here. Yeah, that was before I got here.
That was before my time. I don't know. I can't.
How convenient
it,
is
but
that?
I can't say it happened. Okay.
How convenient is that? So, that is that. That's a crazy, crazy, crazy story. Oh, I saw the first two episodes of X-Men 97, guys.
How was that?
That shit is great. I felt like a kid again. But you know what? All right, let me explain some things to y'all. I grew up reading comic books. I love the X-Men, Spider-Man. Those are my two favorite. And then when I fell off, because I didn't know how to read a run or whatever, I just like go to Jewel, we pick up a comic book or whatever. I remember maybe this happened in the comic books when like Magneto took over the X-Men and Magneto and Rogue were dating. And I was so mad. I was like, no. You belong with Gambit. Y'all are together. Why are you with Magneto? He's a bad guy. And I feel like we're getting some backstory on that. And I was like, did they have a relationship beforehand or whatever? But It was, the first two episodes are real good. Most of the voice actors are back, and the ones who are new sound great. I did not know there was a new Magneto. I was like, oh, this sounded just like Magneto.
Okay, they've been working on their chops. So yeah. I like it.
So
you know what? I watched earlier today a recap of the original.
Yeah.
And it was like a 38-minute recap on YouTube. And I was like, let me check in this, because I know I didn't get through all. What was it, five or six seasons?
Five seasons, I believe. 92 to 97.
Yeah. Didn't get through that. So I'm like, I might as well read. And even as they recapped, I was like, I feel like I need to watch the recap again.
Yo, I think, did you watch the new Rockstars one?
Was it Rockstars I watched? No, it was Screen Crush. I watched Screen Crush.
All right. About new Rockstars, I enjoy the work they do. My only gripe is, and this might sound crazy to y'all who listen to this podcast, I think Eric Voss talks too damn fast. I'm like, just slow down. why do we?
I think I just got used to it.
Oh, I am
too. You know, because I watch Screen Crush, and I hate all the, not that I hate it, I just be like, oh, like the dog talking in the box.
Yeah, we don't need all that.
I don't need this part.
Yeah, I'm Eric Voss, and here's the new Rockstar. And I'm like, fam, where you got to go?
I so look forward to it. I hate when anybody else do it. I'm like, just now getting used to, I don't know her name. I'm sorry. The black girl with Jessica Clemens,
is that her name?
I'm just now getting used to her, but I don't like it. I don't be liking it when I hear anybody else.
I think, is Hector the other guy, is a Latino guy? Because this new Rockstar, who's Nostalgia? What's the other one I watch? That does breakdowns, but I think it is the Latino guy, because I think the new Rockstars also has a podcast, and they sit down and talk.
Like four things going on over there.
Yeah, they haven't dropped a shirt that I really want. I be looking sometimes. I'm like, they look cool, but they ain't there yet. They're not really there. But yeah, that's what I did this morning. I was editing, and then I had it on the background when he broke down the first two episodes. I was like, all right, let me do that. And let's do some quickies. Oh, so Hulu did the Freaknik doc. They also have a Black Twitter doc coming.
Oh.
That's in May. I can't wait to watch that.
What the hell?
Yeah, they're going to talk about the rise of Black Twitter and the influence it had. I mean, I speak in past tense because I don't know how powerful Black Twitter is now, because I don't know how powerful Twitter is anymore.
It's so interesting because I don't be on Twitter. And I'll be like listening to vloggers and stuff like that, and they're like, yo, they've been cutting up on Twitter all day. And I'm like, do they? Because I just don't. It's just so far removed from me at this point. It doesn't feel the same. I don't feel like I can search the same or find things the same. I hate that y'all throwing all these. It's the ads, I think, that really took me off. Like, when you start messing up my timeline, I don't want to do it no more.
Yeah. Cowboy Carter is dropping next Friday.
Next Friday.
A lot of speculation. I'm here for Beyonce saying this is not a country album. This is a Beyonce album. I don't know what that means. Aren't they all Beyonce albums, though? So maybe
it's a country-inspired Beyonce album?
There was a snippet of a Travis Scott song that didn't sound country, but I was like, how do we know this is for her album or his album? We don't know. And I was like, it's just the beginning. You don't even hear no voice. You just hear Travis Scott ad-libs. I was like, that could really switch up. We have no idea. There's rumors that Taylor Swift.
Sis. Okay. I just need. And you know what? Everybody kept wanting, even me. I'm like, okay, you gave us this Renaissance. You gave us country. I think her next album is going to be rock. And I remember being like, I wish you would give me an R&B album. And then I felt like half the people was like, well, most of her career was R&B, so she's probably not going to do R&B. And now I feel like everybody's hopping on the bandwagon. Like, I really hope Act 3 is just genuinely R&B. And I'm like, don't get me wrong. Beyonce will throw in an R&B song here and there on her new albums.
Yeah.
But she ain't gave me an R&B album in...
Since 4? Oh, Beyonce.
Probably Beyonce.
Lemonade, you don't really get that, the R&B that you're trying to describe.
Yeah.
I know what you're trying to say. Yeah. And then Margot Robbie has a hand in the new Sims movie.
A Sims movie is coming, in the works with
Margot Robbie's Lucky Chap and Loki director Kate Herron.
Why do we need this?
I'm confused about it too.
I guess, right? The same way we had a Barbie movie.
I feel like a Barbie movie is easier to wrap your head around. You're like, either Barbie lives in Barbie world or Barbie comes to our world. The Sims don't speak English. Like, what are we, how does this work?
Like, that's so accurate.
They just do Simlish. And part of the fun is you control them. I know you can control Barbie too, but Barbie has 1,000 jobs and you don't have to pick all her jobs. With the Sims, you were doing all that work. It's fun to control the Sims. So I don't know how that works. Is there going to be a money code in this game, in this movie? So you get a bunch of stuff?
Is it more focused on the players who play the Sims? Like, do you see they like, they're like, I'm going to play Sims, and then you just transform into all some Black
Sims
shit?
Yeah, do the Sims come to our world, or do the players become Sims? Like, the real people be like, right. Now I'm stuck in the
how
game.
How are we going to do this?
I
got questions.
I do too. I really do. Is that all I have in this part? Oh, no. Amanda Seales has called out Black award shows. I don't know if you saw this.
Oh, yes, I did. You said Amanda Seales, my heart, my brain hurt, Amanda Bynes. And I was like, what the fuck she got to do with Black award shows?
Yeah.
Amanda Seales, I saw it.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm not knocking her. I enjoy Amanda Seales. We talked about this a lot. There's two things I really enjoy. Her points of, like, being nominated for an NAACP Image Award, but not being able to
be invited.
Hosting the BET Awards from COVID and not being invited. My question would be, what now? Right? Because you have well in your rights to voice your gripes with these award shows. If they invite you now, you're going to go? Because doesn't it look like, well,
oh. Because now they just invite you because I feel like you made a thing. No, that's real. But like, what?
It doesn't make sense that she wasn't invited, but.
Especially the NAACP Awards. I'm really surprised she wasn't invited there. Not that I'm not surprised by anything else, but specifically that one. I'm like, what? BET, the nerve. You had this whole woman host from her house and you didn't invite her to nothing? In my head, I felt like I didn't realize y'all got invites. I just thought niggas showed up.
Which is wild because you've seen, come on, you saw the Kelly Rowland movie with Dwayne Martin, the seat filler. You know they got to have, if everybody put where they seats and everything goes.
Yeah. I mean, like, I felt like you either being awarded for something, right? Like you're being awarded or you're presenting, okay? Mm-hmm. You're performing. And then everybody else, I just felt like your manager whoever the person is, your agent, and be like, oh, I need a seat for such and such. They'll be in the building that day.
You would think, like, who's reaching out?
Who is over inviting people? There would seem like a whole lot of people to invite.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you invite the nominees, but then you need other people. So what are you doing? Like, oh, we didn't get Seals is down in the S's. We didn't get to you, sweetie. So that's why you didn't get these invites. Like, how did that work? You're right. You would think like the agent, like Amanda Seals would like to attend the NAACP. But see, again, she was nominated for that. BET has to reach out. I mean, the agent has to be like, she would like to go to the BET Awards. Blah, blah. I would say this, though. Depending on how she feels, I don't think she would ever say anything bad about the NAACP after attending. I could see Amanda Seales calling out the BET Awards if she attended and it was like raggedy.
And so, also, I'm like, do y'all feel like she just be like, that ain't the type of show I want to be on? Yeah, you know, like, why am I going to the BET Awards? This ain't my crew of people. And not that she don't fuck with her Black people, just meaning like, it'd be a little ratchet sometimes, you know? I don't know. But when she said that, I started to listen to. Well, let me ask you this. What do you think would be the reason that she isn't invited to these award shows?
Well, it's hard to think about it because you would think after the, what was that? It wasn't Oscars incident. Was it the Emmys incident? Where, remember, she got kicked out of an after party or something like that. But I was like, but then why weren't she invited beforehand? Because that was like season 3 maybe of Insecure. They got 5 seasons. So she was, so why weren't in the first 2 seasons? Before that, I wouldn't see it because she was Amanda Diva. They don't really invite too many DJs. They would do it now because of COVID and how DJs rose up. But yeah, it doesn't make any sense for why she wasn't invited when Insecure started because people liked her character. She was giving us light skin pettiness. Like, so we loved it. We liked who she was on that show. What else? Jasmine Brand is reporting that SWV and Escape's Bravo reality show has been renewed for a season 2.
I heard, and that's a lie.
That's why I was like, nobody else is reporting on it. And they're saying one of their sources tells them.
I'd be happy if it was, but like, what are we focusing on? But I heard that was a lie.
That's what I was thinking. I did a quick Google search and I was like, well, I don't see it. I knew I saved it in my reader, so I pulled that back up and I was like, James Brand, you're the one reporting this. So I just brought it up and I'm like, if it is, it is. Yeah, but you're right. Are there another tour? Is it now a quote unquote real reality show where you just follow y'all lives and you're hanging out with each other? All right, let's get into Real Housewives of Potomac because there's a lot. I feel like we might talk about more of that doesn't happen on camera than we did or that did happen on camera. I got questions though.
Really need a shirt that says I got questions.
Yeah, I think next week is the season finale. But my questions about this is, Robin, do you really think this membership only facial store is a good idea when rent is about $55,000? Like, how big is this your consumer base? What is price per customer? How many customers do you need to be return customer? Just thoughts. And then with Wendy, with the talk show pilot, why isn't this pilot on YouTube? It will make a lot of sense. I get you might be shopping it.
It is on YouTube, I believe.
It is? I think what's so. What's it called?
I felt like it popped up in my recommendation.
Wendy. I'm about to say, what? I was really about to put in Wendy. Let's go to Dr. Wendy. No, don't need you to make this announcement. It's not Black Girl Magic. Oh, yeah. Episode. Is that what it? Wait. Is it the Dr. Wendy show?
I don't think
the pilot is on there. I think these things are on here, but not the pilot that we just saw.
I'm about to say, because I've definitely seen something in my recommendations.
Yeah, I see the Dr. Wendy show, What If You Fly, Gobble Gobble, yeah, with Gia Peppers, but I don't think the pilot we just saw is not there. What else? What was Eddie giving her a $50,000 check for? They didn't even explain. I was confused about that, like. Just 50
investment.
Okay. Speaking of money, Mia, Gordon, this therapy session. Well, Gordon's like, I don't want a divorce. You're gonna have to ask her. and then she kept it cute and then told us, yo, he kind of drained my bank account to prevent me from leaving. What is this, guys? Is this a hostage situation or a relationship?
It's giving hostage.
Karen got a health update that the plaque around her heart is no longer a concern. Cool. Mm-hmm, God bless. This fashion show, I got some questions.
Hoochie. It was giving fashion show with no fashions.
Karen said this is booty club, nightclub wear. And I was like, is this going to be more successful than Ivy Park? And we love Beyonce. To me, but
what is the hype on the athleisure wear? Like, why is that everybody's go-to?
I don't know. I think people are trying to be another competitor to Lululemon, which is very expensive clothes, but I don't know too many people who like rock Lululemon, but whatever. But it didn't look good, point blank. It wasn't like
it looked hot.
Yes,
everything was given plasticky.
So this event was
like they had that coat, a trench coat or whatever. Why am I wearing this to the gym?
It makes no sense. Deborah Ashley brought a little friend because if Deborah's here, y'all not going to ask about Ashley. And, of course, Candace ignored her. And after
Ashley should have, bitch, why am I talking to you?
Yeah, as Candace called her to help. Cameras go off. Mics were still on. She was like, you called me a Sesame Street character. You called me a Sesame Street character. And then Kiana intervenes, and we will pick up.
So here's the thing that people said. People was like, Ashley was on some mess because she asked, was the cameras down? And I was like, was she on some mess? Because she could have did that on TV.
Yeah.
She could have did it while the cameras was up. Because she been like, she wanted to have a conversation with you when the cameras wasn't around. Like, I'm trying to have a conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm like, was she trying to do it for TV? I don't know.
Yeah. We didn't talk about Aneka and this IVF, which, again, God bless.
IVI.
It's IVI? Okay. All right. And then, what was it? Why were the mics in the room? Why were the mics still on?
It's too much work to take them off and put them on. That's so my only logic.
Okay. All right. I feel bad.
That's all I got. But I'm not bad for sound editing. To be nasty time with my husband and all the mics is on. You got me effed up.
Can't use no spit. And what was the other thing? No lube. No lube.
No lube.
Yeah, because it was like he thought lotion and she's like, no, you can't use any of that. And I guess they got it up. Before we leave this all the way out, what did you think about the celebrity photo shoot thing that they had to do?
I thought the concept was nice.
Here's my question. Let me go through this list real quick. Hold on. Looks real, yeah. Before I give you my thoughts. So Candace was Diana Ross. Giselle was Beyonce. Karen was Lena Horne. Ashley was Dorothy Dandridge. Mia was Pam Grier. Robin was Mariah Carey, who had the worst look. And Wendy was Cheryl Lee Ralph. My question is, if Cheryl Lee Ralph didn't have this resurgence in the public eye, she never left the black eye, who the hell would Wendy have been? I was like, wait, I feel like that was a late game substitute. Like Cheryl Lee, I was like, all right, it's cool. And then what did you think?
I was happy to see that they picked Cheryl Lee Ralph. But yes, I do agree. Like, who would they have picked?
Yeah, if this was like a year or two ago. What did you think about the looks for the reunion?
Oh, the fashions, honey. The fashions. Mama Karen killed it.
Yeah.
She was giving statuesque. Candace was giving after dark, but like in a cute way. Like it was giving very lingerie.
Mm-hmm.
But like cute. The only thing that I didn't like about Candace was the actual picture, like the pole.
With the microphone. Right,
with the microphone. So you're just doing too much. Okay, we got it, girl. Sit down. Trying to think.
Robin looked like she wearing pants.
Robin looked like she got the pants boot combo.
Yes, that's what she does.
Which to me fits her personality, if I'm being honest.
Did you think Robin
give me girly girl, but that was like girly, but tomboy girly.
Did you think Robin's personality fits Mariah Carey? Because they kind of tried to sell us on that. When I was like,
no.
Mariah, because Sarah was like, well, yeah, they both try. I was like, no, Mariah's funny. Mariah would be like, I don't know who Jennifer Lopez is. And she is the shade queen. I don't see Robin as being that funny. No. She just la, 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 la. That's not Mariah.
No. I like to see outfits when it's just not a picture. Like, I want to see you walk to the couch in this
yeah,
outfit.
See how it
like,
moves.
I get a better vibe. Yeah, but I didn't hate Robin's look. I thought it worked for her. Giselle was safe as fuck. Just simple. And maybe that's what you just need to be because your fashions be terrible all the time. But she just safe. Either safe or real wrong. Like, she don't have no medium.
Yeah, she got the Versace dress and the Versace shoes. I wonder, I got to talk to the rich people. Like, you know how when you're doing well for yourself, no matter what bracket you're in, you try to match the clothes with the shoes, right? You don't wear a Nike jumpsuit with some Adidas shell toes. They'll be like, right. Yeah, Nike sweatsuit or whatever. So I'm like, do you have to do that with dresses? Like,
no.
Well, no, because Louis Vuitton don't make dresses. So I guess you could just throw on. All right, yeah, yeah. All right.
She would say, Wendy, I hated the necklace, and I think I hated the hair.
Yeah, I don't like the hair or the necklace either. The dress is cool.
Ashley. I feel like I would really like Ashley's dress. I just think every time I look at it, I'm like, something is odd, and I decided it's her pose. It's the way she stands in the dress.
With the hands on the hip, like she's a superhero, like she wanted to be Wonder Woman.
She looked like she like leaning forward and not sitting in her hip.
Yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying? So it just looked uncomfortable. So I think she just looked uncomfortable. I think the dress is nice. And then Mia, I need to see her standing up, but I think I like her dress too. And then NECA, it was simple, it was safe. But I feel like that's the best makeup.
I did. I feel the same. So she looked nice. Okay, let's get.
Why did it show Kiana though?
Yeah, I guess you get a friend don't get that kind of look. It's a couple of things. All right, let's do the Real Housewives of Potomac first. And let me write this down because I'm really bad for this, guys. I promise y'all, if I don't write this down, I will not get to it. NeNe versus Marsha. Okay. Candace goes first. What was up with Candace's comment on this podcast about having a fear of light-skinned babies?
Yeah, I heard about that too. And I thought fear was the wrong word to use. Maybe she should have led with what her second thought was. Like, I always thought I had brown babies because, you know, I'm a brown woman.
Yeah.
Compared to being like, I fear my children are going to come out light skinned because you did marry this white man. And the likelihood of your children coming out light skinned is high. Now, don't get me wrong. You can have a dark skinned baby with a white man. Like, I'm not saying it's impossible. But the likelihood of, I just don't know. Fear was just not the right word to say.
Yeah, she was on episode 123 of Don't Call Me White Girl, where they talked about colorism and entertainment, reality TV queen, relationships, and manifestations. Candace said, I thought I was going to marry a black man. I really did. But it just didn't work out like that. And so the host asked her, did anybody in the problem have a, anybody in the family have a problem with that? Candace said no, before noting that her choice to marry white surprised her father. And she went on to say, I do have a fear of having light-skinned children. I want my kids to be brown, but they're probably not going to be brown. And I'm like, becoming okay with it. I want my kids to be brown, but if they're not, it's fine. I didn't think about it when I met Chris, though. Whatever happens, happens. But I didn't think about it when I was falling in love. And I'm like, oh, this is my husband. Oh, wait, I'm going to have these swirly babies. Fam, I don't ever get that comfortable. But they are on a different level. I also wonder, when you are quote unquote famous or known, that you can say things like this because next week they're going to move on to something else. Right. But I think the general public, I don't know if Real Housewives fans are going to move, especially the black women are going to move on from that comment. And then Karen Huger, which bravo boy, with all the lawsuits and shit they got to deal with, this one does not make it easier. She was in a car accident.
With herself.
Yes. It was a really bad car accident. Car was totaled. And she tried.
She's okay, though. That's what matters.
First and foremost. And she tried to get ahead of it and saying like, what did she say? I was crying on my way home and saw a car heading right for me. I swerved to avoid the head-on collision, hit the divider, and then a tree. I'm hurt, bruised up a bit, but I'm so grateful to be alive. Wait, I am alive. I did receive citations, one of which unrelated to the incident, which is understandable. But what was the most surprising is that the car that almost hit me just drove away. So people are oh my God, praying that you're okay, blah, blah. Then the charges came out. She got charged with a DUI, a DWI, a negligence charge, a reckless driving, failure to control your vehicle, speeding, suspended registration, failure to notify change of address.
Y'all was just pulling shit out y'all ass.
Who was y'all waiting?
Because, no, how is it 12 different? If I'm under the influence, clearly I'm reckless. Like, why I gotta have
You get all those charges. Cause all those charges carry different fees. And you're right.
That's what I'm saying. Pulling shit out your ass. Like, suspended license. Okay, great. I mean, I spend license. Suspended registration. You got me. A failure to change.
Well, you know what? Yeah. But that's going to get, but also because just because you have a DUI doesn't mean you were reckless, right? Because you can get a DUI if you fell asleep behind, so certain counties and states,
that's true.
You can fall asleep behind the car and they'd be like, you shouldn't have dropped. I didn't drive. Yeah. You can't get behind the wheel, right? It doesn't mean you were speeding, you know? So I get a failure to control it. So I get it. And plus you got to know your own city, county, state.
Yeah.
All right. And ooh, then. This is what I didn't like about it. I don't respect DUIs and DWIs. Definitely not in this day and age when you can get an Uber. She, I don't want to say blame, but she's putting the onus on her mother.
I heard that too. And I was like, all I got is you was under the influence.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you had already been feeling well, you know, thinking about whatever the case may be, but it just seems so far-fetched a little bit.
Yeah, so she was like, yo, with my mom passing away, grief comes in waves, and Mother's Day is approaching. And I'm like, well, we still in March. Mother's Day is May. And then I had to do, like, when did her mom pass away? Or 7 years.
That's what I was going to say.
Which, fine, grief. But here's the thing I don't like. Two things. Don't blame your mother passing away for you getting behind the wheel under the influence. Two, you shouldn't be coping with grief by drinking. Like, that's not a good sign. And if you see that you're doing that, you need to go get help. So I don't know what's going to happen with Karen Huger and Bravo. But from my understanding,
sure,
remember, guys, From my understanding, remember, this is my second season of watching this all the way through. They said Sharice has called her a drunk. They said the other ladies have called her a drunk. Like, this is what she does. And this is her second DUI. So, this is not a good look. Speaking of not a good look, this NeNe versus Portia situation. So, NeNe started the week off being mad at Portia for stopping them from being on some sitcom or something. And this is no disrespect to neither one of them. I don't think they're that good of actors. I've seen Portia on stage in some clips. I haven't watched. She's all right. If Portia was in a movie, I wouldn't be like, oh, hell yeah. About to go see Portia. So I don't know how she blamed Portia for that. Then she goes on a double date with Portia's soon-to-be ex-husband and some mystery woman. What are we doing?
Being messy. You would have thought NeNe was coming back to Real Housewives.
You would have thought. You would have thought. I'm like, what is going on? What? All right, whatever, man. I don't. I'm so confused about. I can't live this life. I promise y'all. Being messy and petty to the day I die, I just like, you can do this by yourself. I don't have the time or the effort or the energy to do any of all this. You cool. You can be mad at me by yourself. Yeah, she made sure she snapped that picture with this. And all right, that's it, man. That's all y'all got for me. That's the episode. You can tweet me at one and only. You can tweet Shell.
At Shell. You can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on Snapchat at iMans with the Z Shell. Also, I have been asked to do an interview. I've also been asked to judge a dance competition. And after I said, sure, I'll judge a competition. I don't get to do that very often. They were like, hey, I also have like a YouTube show. And they're like highlighting choreographers, coaches, stuff like that in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And asked if I can do it. And I was like, let me get back to you. And I went to go. Well, I wanted to watch an episode. You know, you really want to get yourself into before you did. And I watched the one that he did about another coach. And it was, you know, pretty simple. Like, how did you get started? What keeps you doing it? Da-da-da-da. Any advice that you would give? So I was like, okay. Because the name of the show is what took me aback.
All right. And before you give us a name, they're interviewing you?
Yeah.
Okay. When you said I have an interview, I thought you were going to interview somebody.
I was interviewing someone.
Yeah, okay. All right, go ahead. So what's the name of it?
So.
Niggas be dancing.
Nah, I would have took that. Listen. Spread them cheeks for the tea.
So, but it's a play like, because you got cheeks up here and then we open our, but we don't really spread. But maybe that's what he was going for. They're going for. I don't know. Hot guy, girl. That's what.
So my first question I'm going to ask when I get there is like, you're going to have to break the title of this show down for me.
Yeah.
But we're going to be live on YouTube March 29th at 8 p.m. So Central. So I will drop the link in our Facebook group chat if you care. And if you are not in our Facebook group chat, it'll be on my page. And obviously once we're done, you can still watch it after the fact if you can't watch it live. But yeah.
Okay. March 28th, you said?
March
29th. 29th. Okay. Because I can put it in the show notes as well. You said 8 Central?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And spread the cheeks for the tea?
Yeah. Spread them cheeks.
Oh, them cheeks. I got to write this all in my notes. Them cheeks for the tea. Okay. All right. Check out the podcast. Rate, review, subscribe. Until next time, guys. I say peace. She says
bye.